I'm Christine Dean, and this is live from Studio A. And I don't think I've ever had, these players have all, I think, been in the studio before, I don't think we've ever had them in this configuration. We are welcoming Jim's Country Laundry. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hey. Hello, everybody.
And they are gathered around one mic today, which is always fun to do, old school. And they are Jim Hall. Hello, Jim. He brings the gym. Lee Big Country Martin brings the country. And Joey Flynn brings the washboard, which is the laundry.
So
laundry, big laundry, big laundry, Joey. Well, welcome. And again, you are doing a September residency at the Cedar Lounge in Superior. That kicks off tonight at 8 o'clock, continues every Wednesday throughout the month. And Jim, you're also doing a solo thing on Friday from 9 to 12 at Sir Ben's in Duluth, right? So a couple of things going on. Well, Jim, we've had you in here many a time, and it's always fun to see the different projects that you've put together. And we'll talk a little bit about this one, but do you want to get started with a song first? What do you want to play?
Sure. What do you want to do there?
Let's do it. It would seem a simple thing. Let's do that one.
Okay.
Jim's Country Laundry, live from Studio A. Man, working up a sweat on the very first song. I like it. You were warming up with some fun covers, but is that one a cover or original?
That is a cover. That's a song by band called Cat Mother and the All Night Newsboys.
Oh, okay. Well, I feel better that I don't recognize it then. I was afraid it was going to be, you know, something that everybody but me recognized. That's cool. Where are they from?
They're from, I think they're from New York or Seattle or something mm-hmm. like that. Somewhere around there.
One of those states.
Yeah.
America.
And yes. did you discover mm-hmm. them by seeing them play or by their music?
Actually, my buddy Pepe turned me on to them.
Nice.
So, and then you can't, it's like one of those bands that you can stump Spotify or Apple Music on.
Nice.
Kind of thing.
Well, and that's a great tune. What a great tune. Well, so Jim, welcome back. And as I said, you've been here, your Red Hat is sitting here, and the last project you were here with was Red Hat. I'm glad to see you haven't lost the actual hat, even though you've changed projects again. So tell me how this particular configuration came together.
Kind of fell together at Wasco's down in by Lake Debagaman.
And that's a place where they have a regular, we've probably talked about this before, Lee.
Yeah, I run a jam out there and play music out there, and so Jim started coming out there regularly, and Joey comes out there regularly, too, to play. And
probably been doing it for about 7 years now.
For a little while, yeah.
Every Sunday.
Cast of characters, and Jim just asked me if I wanted to book some gigs, and I said, sure. So we just kind of been playing the tunes that we jam out there and around the bar out there, you know. And
campfire.
I think I came up there and I said, hey, it's a big, great thing they call Jim's Country Laundry.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice.
I didn't know my new nickname was going to be Big Laundry.
Well, and Joey, I want to tell people a little bit more about you. You have a very recognizable voice, so people might recognize you from your voice.
What about Joey?
Joey Flynn, and you used to, Bigfoot Joey was your nickname because you did
a
Bigfoot.
Yeah, I used to do those Bigfoot. I used to have a company called Bigfoot Music Productions. Mm-hmm. Did all those bluesgrass shows at Wasco's. The winter one was at Clyde Iron. Still booking a little stuff around town and keeping an eye out.
Yeah, you booked a lot of music around town, and so I don't even remember if I knew that you were a musician as well. So how long have you been doing what you're doing?
I've been playing this in, I don't know, a good 18 years or so. I started messing around with it. Probably on Grateful Dead tour, just in the back of a car, just hanging out with some guys with guitar. And never thought I'd be here right now. Kind of how it all started, kind of just campfire jams.
So kind of something that you did for fun so you could play along. And
sure.
Nice. So as you've gone through the years, what are the secrets you've learned about playing the washboard well?
Keep it clean.
Proper bend in the bottle cap, I think.
Yeah, it's funny. Everybody's always like, hey, what are you using? And I found this sound years ago. Everybody uses Stimbles or something like that. But I scratched these bottle caps together years ago, and I just kind of found the sound.
And that's your thing?
Yeah, I mean, people have handed me, like, bear claws and bear teeth and all types of weird stuff to play with. I mean, I've got an array of stuff that people have given me over the years. Mm-hmm. And everybody's like, where's that one thing? I got it home safe, but I always got the bottle caps.
Well, let's hear another tune, and and then we'll come back and chat some more. What do you want to play? And I should mention, Jim's playing fiddle here, which you play. You play guitar as well. Now, do you play that in this project too? Do you sometimes play guitar?
Mm-hmm. Never.
Because Lee's here to do it?
We try to do the switcheroo every once in a while.
Yeah. Sometimes Lee plays fiddle.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah? Really?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen you do that.
And I'm not very good at it.
Well, there's only one way to get better.
Yeah.
And I don't think I mentioned Lee, in case you don't know, is from Feeding Leroy. So we're bringing in a bunch of different projects together here. Let's hear another tune. What do you want to do?
Let's do a Bob Dylan tune. We're going to do Tears of Rage. Bob Dylan and Richard Manuel, actually.
Carried you in arms on Independence Day. Now you throwed us all aside and put us on our way. Oh, what dear daughter, father's soul laid upon him hand and foot. why Molly's the one who must be the thief. Come to me now, you know we're so alone, and life is brief.
Jim's Country Laundry, live from Studio A with Tears of Rage. So do you pretty much do covers? Have there been any songwriting creeping in? Or?
No.
Not quite yet.
Mm-hmm.
Not
yet. Do you throw in any of your own stuff? Because you both have vast catalogs.
I'll throw a Dingle Roy tune in there every once in a while.
Dingle Roy. Oh, as in Feeding Lever.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that it sounds like that would be a lot of fun. So how big is your repertoire? Like, how many songs do you have to choose from, do you think, that you've
how
learned?
How many songs are there?
1,037,000,000,000.
Okay.
111,872.
Mm-hmm. We've never really worked on this at all. We never practice or anything. We just
jump.
We jam.
Well, you've both been doing this for a while, and you're very talented, so it's kind of nice to be able to do that, I would imagine. Just have somebody that's there and can just follow what you do. And mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, and you collaborate a lot, Jim. I've seen you play with so many different people over the years. I'm sure I will hear you play with more people again in the future. What do you like about that? What do you like about collaborating?
It's always different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Kind of in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Try to be in the moment rather than think mm-hmm. about what I've done and what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Just do something.
Yep. And it's not all on you. It's just not all on you.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I can point at these guys.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. What do you want to do? I don't have to make this decision. I think that would be a nice thing.
You know, the jam session, Lee is the head honcho on mm-hmm. there, so he's pretty much the singer, and we just follow behind him, and mm-hmm. so whatever he knows, we do.
Oh, okay.
And I like running around and playing at bars, so it works out, you know.
Yeah. Well, and you do this full time, right, Lee? This is like your thing.
Yeah, every once in a while, my brother and his carpentry partner asked me to come and dig holes for him, but
he's a good hole digger.
Yeah.
But for the most part, it's just music, and so you can do mm-hmm. things like this because you're free to do that. Well, that's great. Well, it's fun to hear you all together. And I can't remember if I've ever heard the two of you play before, so it's kind of fun. And so, how did you decide to do this residency? Because it sounds like this is kind of a loose project, you know, not a lot.
Just wanted to get the word out a little bit,
mm-hmm.
you know. Let's come down and play some music in town instead of out in the woods all the time.
Yeah.
But yeah, I heard legendary things about that Wasco's jam through Sal. Used to be one of our volunteers. We sure do miss him since he moved away.
Yep. Yeah, us too.
So I gotta get down there sometime and check it out.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's on Sundays, right?
Sundays, yeah.
And it's still going strong.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Four to when we're done.
And what happens when you're not around? When you're on tour?
Generally, we'll get somebody else to host it, and usually I'm there.
Mm-hmm.
It's
rare.
Few times a year that we have something going on a Sunday that mm-hmm. that we go do with Feeding Leroy. But
mm-hmm. Speaking of that, do you have other stuff going on, Jim? Any other projects happening right now? Is this kind of the main thing that you're doing?
Yeah, I've got a kind of a variety rock band called Minnesota Mice.
Oh, okay. I haven't heard of that before.
Yeah, it's new too.
Mm-hmm.
So
people should keep their eyes open for that?
Yeah.
Any gigs in the near future?
No.
Mm-hmm. I hope you're having fun playing anyway.
Should we do that White Iron Band too?
Sure.
For the last one.
Sure.
All right.
Can we do one more song, Christine?
Of course. Yep. Right. I would love you to do one more song.
Thanks, y'all.
This is a White Iron Band song.
It's on their new album, Homebrew.
And they're from Ely originally, is that right? Is that where they're from? Or are they...
That's where they all got together as a band.
Right, yeah. And now they're down in the Twin Cities, I think. Yep. We play that album here on KUMI.
This one's called Gravel Road.
All right.
We live from the north of a dirty town. Driver's hands are shaking all around.
windows rolled down, passing it around. You cannot see the line of the gravel road. The coffee in my cup is getting cold. Footprints of the mother on the road. Chickens in the coop. Millie's grinding food. Can I get to town on the gravel road?
Jim's Country Laundry live from Studio A, covering a White Iron Band song. And as you were playing that, and I was thinking about, you know, the covers that you've been doing and the arsenal of covers that you have. And I was curious, Lee, what were some of the first covers that you played when you were learning how to play the guitar? Did you start with covers?
Way back in the day, Neil Young and stuff like that, probably. And actually, like in high school, like Blink 182 songs and Green Day songs and stuff way back in the day.
That's what I was curious about, because what people like in their youth isn't always the same. You know, I think we all have some, you know, things that we would not like as much now.
Yeah.
But it's still all good. Yeah.
Still part of it,
sure. But Neil Young, oh my, yep, that's right in the pocket of what you've been doing for all this time. Well, thank you so much. This is a lot of fun.
Thank you, Christine.
Again, this is Jim's Country Laundry, and they will be performing every Wednesday in September at the Cedar Lounge in Superior at 8 o'clock, including kicking it all off tonight, that residency. And Jim also has a maybe solo show coming up Friday at Sir Benedict's Tavern in Duluth, and that's from 9 to 12. Today's Live from Studio A was produced by me, Christine Dean, with help from Emma Gilhausen, with funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. To check out upcoming guests or to listen to previous sessions, go to KUMD.org and click on Live from Studio A under Programs. This is Live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening.